it's more like radio.
Hey, you want to see something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud. They can't do anything about it because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears.
But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is a part of you. You better act like it.
Greetings and salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, as we all know, as we all figured out at the beginning of the day, September 23rd. And the time right now is approximately 5:09 Pacific Standard Time, which can only mean one of two things. Either A, you just got done listening to Alcohol by Volume with Odysseus, and you want to see what this show is about, or you realized what time it is, and you wanted to get down with the get down here on morelikeradio.com with my time now. I'm your master of ceremonies, the king of kings, Mr. No Days Off himself, the best in the world, Johnny Dash 5, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. Thank you guys for tuning in, coming out, listening. Fucking sick. A little sick. Sick, but with all that being said, we do got a great show in store for you guys. We're going to talk about Anaconda, and I'm going to talk about something that bugged me last week with a video that went viral, a parody video that went viral, should I say, to Nicki Minaj's Anaconda. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Chris Brown and stabbings. It seems like a thing, right? And mainly music, strong music day. Like I said, I'm a little under the weather. Hey, what's up, MOA? Got MOA in the room. We got royalty in the room this evening. Greetings, salutations, and greetings. I don't know. Brain's not working, but is what it is. So let's go ahead. Get it started, get it popping, get it going right. And, you know, let's just all just wake up right now with Wake Up. My smash hit on the internet, Wake Up, by me, myself, and Izzy. So, yeah, let's go.
I be on my Batman tip, my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this nerd core bit. And you know they call me Flash cause I make moves quick, except for when I'm with a girl you can ask Hell Chick. She said the pipe so good, now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach, so you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow, you think my name was Naruto. These other rappers magic off and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games, I'm talking boss out. Play some cats that ain't got no lives, I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's savage, you cool and blonde, I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani, she's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks, I'm blind to the trash, they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic, but you cannot be my brother, won't beat if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it, brother, got you. Nerd God, nerd cooking, warm awful. These new rappers made out from the inside, I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. And I'm sorry I'm so mean, I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the X gene. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash, living Tony Stark's life, minus being Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk tough, act punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many of the lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull a Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with a mic in my hand, a light that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye, with Hawkeyes and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames, get blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. God-like skills with the pen Godzilla, Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer, Droid, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver, Megatron, Pope, don't sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up!
Ready to time is short. This ain't a game to me. I don't rhyme for sport. This is life in a fast lane. Speeding until I get caught. The last days of Jimi Hendrix looking for lines to snort. This is the big one. Cause Pac and Big Dunn, they had a quick run. But now they victims, the big guns. Same with Big L, they haven't charged anyone. It's a heavy load, the weight took Big Pun. They spray jam Master J. Nobody know the truth. Lupus took JD. Shooters took Big Proof. They laying in the cut, posted up on the roof. You got enough fame, they might even come for you. They got Buster's bodyguard, nobody said a thing. The game is getting deep, AIDS came for Eazy-E. They found Saddam in a hole across the globe, but can't find killers living in the same zip code. You think it's funny, man, ain't no coincidences. You getting money there, they probably want you out of business. Go ahead and start trouble, they'll take you out without a witness. Or have you spending life behind barbed wire fences.
Now I know you all know that we didn't come out here just to play. No, no, we came out here to do good.
I write the fire, so ease back, soldier. Hold your spot, you talking like a high roller. We know you're not, I'm on top. All y'all, blow your spot. Sounding like broads, rhyming about the clothes you got. Sometimes I look at y'all and wonder what the fuck on your mind. Look around you, we living in some troubling times. Iran and North Korea building nuclear bombs. Iraq and Afghanistan caught up in our wars. So when these rappers only rap about a home or abroad, it's cause they don't know what's happening at home or abroad. Protect your intelligence, they might insult your hip-hop. Big dead man, it's time for the vultures. I'm just trying to get mine, and before it's all over, cause who the fuck wanna die for their culture?
Yes, yes, yes. That is my culture, and it is something worth fighting for. And for anybody who follows me on Twitter, actually, you might not have seen this because it was all directed to at Caitlin Dewey on Twitter, but I had a couple things that after reading her article, I had needed to get off my chest. It was a post, an article or blog or whatever the fuck. It was something written and posted to the WashingtonPost.com website September 17th in response to a parody done by Bart Baker, his Anaconda parody. I'm gonna play the parody here for you guys, let you listen. I, for one, personally, thought it was funny. I liked it. I thought it was great. And I just, disclaimer, I think it's inaccurate. But disclaimer, I don't give a fuck about Bart Barker. I don't give a fuck about his work. I don't care about the kid, you know. That was the first thing that I wanted to get out there, as far as what I had to say about what was said in this article, because I'm not coming to his defense. I'm coming to the defense of my culture and my, you know, what it embodies and what it means. So, you know, before we get into this, I don't want anybody listening to feel like this is a, you know, I'm a fucking Barker advocate. I didn't even know about the fucking kid until I seen this parody, and I just thought the parody was good, and I thought it was accurate, and I thought it brought out a lot of interesting points that people don't think about when it comes to Nicki Minaj. Is it done distastefully? Probably. But I mean, so is Nicki Minaj's videos, and it's just for lack of a better word, it's a parody of Nicki Minaj's work, and Nicki Minaj's work is distasteful. So with that being said, we're going to play the song, and we're just going to go from there. We're going to ride this out.
This song is all about butts. These girls all have big butts. This video is pretty much just a bunch of big butts.
I'm dry humping bamboo in a jungle. My butt's so big, it's like two gigantic bubbles. And I always show it off, cause it's my greatest asset. But it's enhanced by surgery. Yes, it's made out of plastic. It's not real, real, real. Cost major cash in my surgery bill. It's going up fast, got work on my nose and my lips. Plus tit and place my fake teeth, Mr. S. That is. Feed me a carrot. Booty shake, wanna snake. 95% of me is fake. Twerking so hard it causes my suburbs quake. Now I'm rapping so damn fast, think my tongue's about to break. Later in the video, I am Billy Dexter Drake. Basically, I am a stripper who also knows how to rap. But my lyrics are a bad, a complete and utter crap.
I'm dumb, 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 dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb,
dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb, She's a larger-than-life pop culture confection, a pro, provocative, sorry, wow, don't know what's going on, a provocative bundle of candy-colored hair and me making shenanigans. She's inspired everyone from Beyonce to British schoolgirls. She is, in short, a real character. Now, this article may be a lot of me digressing, because I just want to state for the record, I don't believe that she's inspired Beyonce in the way that Caitlyn believes she's inspired Beyonce. But that's neither here nor there. But neither Minaj nor any of the other artists pillared by the self-anointed king of music video parodies, Bart Barker, deserves the witless, adolescent, and casually misogynistic montages he gives them. So, right there, when we're talking about misogyny, we're mainly talking about, I'm going to stop, we're going to get through it. It's a rather lengthy article, and I'm going to go back through it, and I'm going to try to pinpoint something. So, if there's at all any breaks in reading or long pauses, fret not, okay? I'm merely taking down notes for some things that I might want to come back to and address, because I don't want to keep digressing throughout the entire thing. I want to get through it, and then I want to come back and kind of lay down some ground fucking rules to this broad right here, who is clearly far out of her depths. One of my favorite parodies to date, Baker screams in the comments section of his latest viral hit, an Anaconda parody, which has ranked up 2.1 million views since Monday. Please like, favorite, and share the crap out of it. Where to even begin with this? No thanks. Baker essentially rewrites music videos to make fun of the artist in them, which could be an entertaining premise. But Baker can rarely muster any kind of thoughtful criticism. Minaj is dumb, he says, half a dozen times. She's a slut, a whore, a skank even. She gets Botox injections and plastic surgery. It's unclear how any of this amounts to legitimate criticism, let alone humor. It's essentially just a string of misogynistic, slut-shaming insults wearing the guise of a well-produced joke. Slut, and just bear with me, guys. We're gonna get through this, okay? I've got so much to get off my chest as it relates to this article. In fact, I don't even think I can write shit down. I'm just gonna have to go back through it, and we're just gonna take an adventure. We're gonna have an adventure today, okay, guys? Remember how we had an adventure when we talked about, for those of you who've been with me for a while, remember when we had an adventure talking about Streetlight? Well, we're going to have another adventure today. Let me take a minute to explain why the so-called joke isn't actually funny. Part 1. Anaconda is indeed about butts. To point that out repeatedly in a response video is not nuanced. I saw unannounced. Sorry. It's not nuanced, revelatory, intelligent, or any other things we usually want parodies to be. Furthermore, what Baker is essentially saying over and over and over again, to the point you can't even believe the video is still going on, is that Anaconda is a bad song because it's about butts, and Nicki Minaj is a bad artist because she sings about butts. This is oddly not a critique people generally make of Sir Mix-a-Lot, Juvenile, Pitbull, or Mos Def, who do the exact same thing. So apparently men who sing about women's bodies rather bodies retain their good artist status, while women who sing about women's bodies is, in Baker's typical inarticulate parlance, basically a stripper who also knows how to rap. God, I cannot wait to come back through and go through these again. The word slut and whore are gender-based slurs deployed to A, make women feel embarrassed about expressing sexuality, and B, communicate that a woman's social and sexual valve are basically interchangeable. They are not okay to throw around for the LOLs, and women never earn or deserve them through their behavior. Just as acting gay or black or Jewish or whatever else never justifies the use of slurs for those people. TLDR, no one deserves to be called a slut. Part 3. Particularly, a woman just doing her job. By all means, if you want to criticize Minaj's voice or her songwriting or her dance move, go to. But to criticize a woman for acting sexual in an industry where she is required to act sexual in order to succeed is fundamentally unfair on its face. In this particular case, it is also pretty oblivious. As many critics have noted already, the great triumph of Anaconda, and indeed Nicki Minaj in general, is the way she uses sexuality to so slyly confront and subvert the male gaze, only to be called a dumb slut by men who ogle her. Of course, it makes good business sense that Baker's made slut-shaming his shtick. It's really dishearteningly popular. In his last parody, viewed by 5.4 million people, Baker devotes most of his jokes to the subject of who Ariana Grande is sleeping with and how little clothing she wears. In his parody for Avril Lavigne's Hello Kitty, he spends literally the first minute discussing nothing but how pale Lavigne is and who she married. Oddly, he forgets to mention who Pharrell is sleeping with in his Happy video or who Pitbull is involved with in his We Are One parody, but he does in the same video manage to make fun of J-Lo's butt and calls Claudia Lietti, I don't know who the fuck that is, a transvestite. Hilarious. Viewers are not entirely blind to these issues. As of this writing, probably roughly 5% of the votes on Baker's Anaconda video were negative, and several comments and Twitter users had engaged in a robust, if typically uncivil debate on the way Baker portrays women. At last, Baker himself remains unmoved. And Baker's tweets follow as this: "Ha, Internet Girl 93, how can someone be stupid enough to call that racist and sexist? You really need an education. It's hilarious. Everyone's just looking for an excuse to hate." Big words from a man who makes his living calling other people talentless and dumb. And a little bit of background on Caitlin. Caitlin runs the Intersect blog, writing about digital and internet culture. Before joining the Post, she was an associate online editor at Kiplinger's Personal Finance. So that's a little bit about her. Nowhere in there does it talk about hip-hop culture or music culture or industry or music industry or anything of the sort like that. So here are my issues with this video. First off, parodies are not fucking constructive criticisms. That's number one. There's never been a parody of anything that's ever been a constructive criticism of how it could be better or how that person could change their lives, okay? So that's number one. She needs to get that shit right out of the way. They've always been ridiculous, okay? Secondly, she's talking about misogyny in a way that's like, you know, he only makes fun of females. He makes fun of men just the same. Whether or not he talks about, you know, who they're sleeping with or what they're doing, I can't speak to that effect. I haven't seen every single video. Apparently she has, though. Apparently she's watched all, you know, 100, 200, 300 of his videos and have done the math and have seen, you know, who he's talking about and what he's talking about. I mean, the whole thing, the whole article is ridiculous. So she goes in to talk about the first paragraph here is part one. Let's start with part one, really. She says Anaconda is indeed about butts, to the point that it's completely, that it's repeatedly, that it, to point that out repeatedly in a response video is not nuanced, revolutionary, or intelligent, or whatever else it is. And then she goes on to mention Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm going to leave Juvenile and Pitbull out of it. And Mos Def. Now, last week we talked about Sir Mix-a-Lot's comments on Baby Got Back and what that meant and what that did at the time that it was released and the times that it came out in. It was a very unknowingly revolutionary song, and it made a huge difference in the way society viewed thick women, the way thick women viewed themselves, and it boosted confidence, you know, and it forced people as a whole to kind of accept those type of people. You know, it wasn't a very overtly sexually explicit song to my remembering, you know, and it's not, and it wasn't distasteful. You know, it was done well, it was written well, and it shaped a generation, so to speak. And Mos Def, I mean, I've heard a lot of Mos Def, and Mos Def does not rap about ass. And the only song that I could think of, and if anybody wants to correct me if I'm wrong, please do, but the only song that I can think of that she could be referring to, at least one of them maybe, is Miss Fatty Booty, which is a pretty sick-ass story about him meeting this girl, like, and dancing with her and, I guess, taking her out. It's a pretty elaborate tale, you know? And furthermore, Miss Fatty Booty is something that, you know, it's a fucking New York thing, number one. So it's like, it's not this weird fucking one-sided world where women can't rap about butts and men can. I mean, it's the way that she does it. It's absolutely ridiculous. The entire song is ridiculous. And if I can, real fast, I want to pull up some lyrics here, because, I mean, I don't understand how someone could so blindly and ignorantly defend this song, especially, because it's nonsense. The song starts with, and I mean, essentially, the song has nothing to do. I'm just so perplexed. The song starts off with her saying, "Boy toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope dealer money. He was getting some coins. Was in shootouts with the law, but he lives in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen. He was keeping me stylish." What? What is the message here? You get what I'm saying? Like, when you listen to Baby Got Back, there's a message there. What's the message here? I don't know what the message is. By the way, what he say, he can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through and fuck him in my automobile. Let him eat it with his grills. He keep telling me to chill. He keep telling me it's real, that he love my sex appeal, because he don't like him bony. He wants something he can grab. So I pulled up in the Jag and I hit him with the jab, like, dun da da dun dun dun. Okay. So at what point in any of those words, Caitlin, am I supposed to feel as though she's inspiring people? Like, at what point am I supposed to say, oh yeah,
it's nothing wrong with that.
At what point is she proving to anybody that she's not just saying words that don't make any sense whatsoever? I don't know. You tell me, Caitlin. You hit me up. I hit you up. I let you know how I felt about the whole thing. Why don't you tell me? You tell me how I'm supposed to feel about that whole thing, because I'm going to tell you right now that it's nonsense. Part two of her article, the words slut and whore are gender-based slurs deployed to A, make women feel embarrassed for expressing sexuality, and B, communicate that a woman's social and sexual value are basically interchangeable. They are not okay to be thrown around for the LOLs. And women never earn or deserve them through their sexual behavior. Just as acting gay or black or Jewish or whatever else you want to just... Now, here's my problem with that. I feel like that's some bullshit all the way around. I know a couple of men that I've called slut. I mean, that's just me. Maybe I, you know what I'm learning about myself recently, according to the internet? I live in a fucking utopia where everything is one and one is everything, and we should just all fucking get along and do the right thing and take accountability for our actions. So apparently, I'm the Looney Tune fucking person, and I'm living on a completely different planet, because I don't think that the word slut and whore are gender-based, and people like you, Caitlin, are who make it gender-based. I know a couple of dudes that I call slut. It's all about perspective in reality, and that's something that you're lacking. It has nothing to do with the gender, you know? Some men look at other men who have a whole bunch of sex with chicks as, oh, yeah, you're a player, bro. You're getting it done. Some women look at other women who are having sex with a whole bunch of dudes as, oh, yeah, you're getting it done. Yeah, it's all about perspective, okay? So you can be a male slut, you can be a female slut, or you can be, you know, the king of your gender, the queen of your gender, whatever it is somebody wants to call you. It's not this gender-based, oh, goodness, it's just this misogyny, this misogynistic world where, and at what point do we hold Nicki Minaj accountable for her fucking dumbass lyrics? At what point do we say that this ain't okay? This dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. Dick bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about Eiffels. Real country ass nigga. Let me play with his rifle. Pussy put his ass to sleep. Now he calling me NyQuil. What? What? Why? Why? Come on. Come on. Really? This is what we're defending, Caitlin. This is what you're going to stand up for. This is what's hot in the streets. And then she goes on to say, how come you don't talk about this? Where my fat, big bitches in the club? Fuck the skinny bitches. Fuck the skinny bitches in the club. I want to see all the big, fat-ass bitches in the motherfucking club. Fuck you if you skinny bitches. What? Yeah. What? Seriously? Seriously, Caitlin. I mean, come on. Furthermore, yes. If you don't know, Caitlin, if you go back, the Google history research, look up Nicki Minaj back in the day before she got signed, she was a skinny, no shape having, no ass having, no breast having, heavy hitting, dope ass artist that was killing it. Killing it. And then she got signed, and then she sold out. Which brings me to your part three. Your part three, where you say she's a woman just doing her job, that she's being criticized for acting sexually in an industry where she is required to act sexually in order to succeed, and how it's unfair to her. And you also state that many critics have noted already the great triumph of Anaconda, And indeed, Nicki Minaj in general is the way she uses sexuality to slightly confront and subvert the male gaze, only to be called a dumb slut by the men who ogle her. Now, I take umbrage with all of that because you're not thinking about the many hundreds of thousands of young females that she's influencing. You're not thinking of the way that she's acting. You think she's confronting this issue by acting it out? No, if she wanted to confront this issue, she would change the way that she does things. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you go on to say that she's acting sexual in an industry where she's required to do so. That is bullshit. She's not fucking required to do so. She's required to do so if she wants to continue to make that millions and millions, you know, that millions and millions of cash that she's trying to make. But she can easily say no to these things and go out and do her own thing and be an independent artist and do things her way, the way that she was doing it, the way that she was doing it when people fucking liked her for the right reasons. Now all she's got is misguided young white females and an army of gays. An army of gays. If you look at the, you know, and it's this new thing when you look at it objectively and you just sit back and you go, yo, what the fuck is happening? J-Lo's new video is about ass. Nicki Minaj's new video is about ass. There's another video that's about ass. Everyone's covering ass right now, so it's hot and it's selling, and the powers that be are going to go, boom, there we go. Let's make money off of this. Let's get it while it's hot. And that's what's happening right now. This is what happens when you let people control what they have no business being a part of. These executives and these, you know, fucking label heads have no business being a part of our culture because they're trying to sell shit like this. And yes, if Nicki Minaj doesn't do it, then they're going to find some other ass clown who does. And that's fine, but don't sit there and tell me you have integrity when you sell yourself out to do some stupid shit like this. You know, she was in that, what's that song about strippers and making money and about, I mean, it's just, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And Nicki Minaj has got to know it's nonsense, you know? Whether or not she's a slut or a whore or whatever, that's not for me to judge. I really don't fucking care about that. I don't care if she's had sex to make it to the top. I don't care if she hasn't had sex to make it to where she is right now. Those things matter less to me than the quality of her integrity, the quality of her character. What she displays and what she's telling people. She likes to stand up for women's rights and all this shit, but then she does this nonsense that has females, young children dressing just like her, and then people look at that shit and they go, oh, it's cute. You know? You have young kids no older than 6 on Ellen DeGeneres singing Nicki Minaj lyrics, boom, 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 baby, and everybody's like, oh, it's adorable. No, it's not fucking adorable. Okay? Because you're not listening to the lyrics. You're just seeing, oh, my goodness, this is great. Look, this little kid loves Nicki Minaj and is emulating her. Nicki Minaj comes see this, and Nicki Minaj goes, oh, yeah, that's great. If you can't see that we're creating a fucking, we are creating a fucking, just different armies of bullshit, man. Different armies of bullshit. I was just on Facebook the other day arguing with some clowns, and I'm sorry, you know, one of them's a good buddy of mine. The other one was some stranger, but they're fucking clowns. You know, I was talking about iPhone and Apple and how Apple needs to control what's happening with their product right now. If the Chinese mafia is getting involved, they need to find a way to control that shit. When the U.S. had problems with Iran, they decided, all right, we ain't going to do shit with Iran. It ain't going to happen in store or with the country. It ain't happening. A U.S. citizen, a U.S. Iranian went in there, you know, to buy an iPad one time in 2012 or whatever it was, and the store said, no, we can't sell it to you. You got to order it online if you want it. So what, you can't do something similar to fucking the Chinese? You know, it's just bullshit to me. People wait in line for 2 weeks to buy an iPhone. People wait in line for 2 weeks on Black Friday to get something. The most you will ever see me do is I will be there for a midnight release. I will be there a couple of hours early and hope I get front in line. And that's it. I'm not waiting no fucking days camping outside of a fucking store waiting for something that I don't fucking need that bad. You know what I'm saying? But we're creating these mindless sheep for everything. It's not just I sheep. You have these sheep. That, you know, these. I remember the first time I ever said something bad about Nicki Minaj. It was towards her. It was about her inability to, or her inaction, should I say, to curb her fans who were coming at Lupe Fiasco because they thought "Bitch Bad" was a song talking about how she's influencing negatively the female generation of our day, and just. Tons of gay men jumped on me. Like, oh, you just, boo-boo. And all this shit. I'm like, first off, how'd you even fucking find me? Because I ain't at none of y'all niggas, all right? I added Nicki Minaj, which means that you sorry fucks were going down her, had fucking Nicki Minaj searched in the fucking time stream and was going through that shit, just looking for people to talk trash to. You know what I'm saying? That's a sad existence, people. But there, it's happening. No one thinks about these things. No one fucking thinks logically about anything anymore. You know? We act off of purely feeling. We act off of, you know, instinct. We act off of all these things that is not bad. It's not bad. Heaven knows that I am a feeling-driven person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear it in my, you know, when I talk about certain things in the past, I'm sure you have, and, you know, when I do certain things. But there has to be a method to the madness. Madness has to have some sort of method, or else it's just insanity, you know? We need to stop this type of shit. And then we have Caitlyn fucking here talking a whole bunch of nonsense, you know, who doesn't know anything about the culture that we live in, the influence that Nicki Minaj's lyrics are having on people, the choices that she's encouraging. You can't just stand there and blindly defend a murderer just because seems like a good person, so I'm just gonna do that. You know, you can't just sit there and blindly defend Nicki Minaj because you want to be on some self-righteous fucking feminist shit, which is, you know what I'm saying, good for you, yay, congratulations. But if you're going to be a feminist, I mean, at least fucking have the fucking common sense to defend it right. You know, you want to jump on this misogyny, this online misogyny boat that's going on right now. It's like, when did we become such a society of fucking pussies? You know? It's like, what is happening to people that we are becoming so weak that cyberbullying is a thing? You know? What is happening to people that slut shaming is a thing? Like, what is happening? Like, what is happening? I don't get it. Does anybody get it? I don't think anybody fucking gets it. We just go with things. We just do because it's happening. And we go, okay, this is the direction that we're going, so let's just keep it moving. Like, that's not, these aren't things. Slut shaming is not a thing. I mean, I would like to think that if you went around in a month and you had sex with 25 different people in a month, male or female, there's something wrong with you. Now, hey, slut's the only word I know what to call it, male or female. But there's something wrong with you. There's something in your life that you're trying to fulfill that you're not going to get it with going around sleeping with 25 different people in a month. And I have known people to do this. A good buddy of mine used to have a goal to sleep with, I think it was like 5 different girls a month or some shit like that. It was crazy. It was insane. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it happened. And it happens, both male and female. It's not this big gender-based phenomenon that we need to, it's not right. It's just wrong. Misogyny is like, shut up. Shut up. This is just like the same debate that I got into with people online about the whole females in gaming, you know, there are terms that gamers use that if you are a gamer playing games, that it happens. Now, where the problem lies is if you feel like you need to be coddled because you're of a specific gender or specific sexual orientation or a specific race or anything like that, you know? Like, it just, these things just fucking happen. And I don't know, again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy, you know, as so many people have tried to make me feel like in the past. But there are instances, it doesn't fly with me, you know? I, for one, don't believe that, like, you know, I've gotten to the base with the word nigga. If fucking black people could say it so god dang much, I don't see what the big deal is with your white people saying it for the most part. You know, we're all chilling. Well, not if we're all chilling, I mean. But I'm just saying, like, you know, nigga. If everybody's using it, the fuck? Like, why is that a thing still? Like, why is that a thing? You know? I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, right? I'm the Looney Tune, because fucking I never know what I'm talking about. Let anybody else tell it. I don't know. Psh, that guy? Yeah. He's silly. But, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Time right now at 6 o'clock. And come back. More music. More talking. Oh, yeah. And Chris Brown. So I only get more irate as the day goes on. So we'll be right back after these brief commercial messages.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. And order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I meant doing? I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on, are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where's he going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do in Swedish.
Oh, yeah, what?
Very birdie.
After the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Amen.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australia?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop for you.
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
You can trust us with Hot is a show just for girls.
Vote on silent.
Stockings or panties.
She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really... sensitive right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. Do yeah. It now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust us, we're hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol High Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, any drop me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this is a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you. Yeah, I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo too. You remember?
Yeah, JJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
So why do you think I should work for the National Security Agency?
Well, you'd be working on the cutting edge. You'd be exposed to the kind of technology that you wouldn't see anywhere else because we've classified it. Super string theory, chaos math, advanced algorithms.
Code breaking.
Well, that's one aspect of what we do.
Oh, come on. I mean, that is what you do. You guys handle 80% of the intelligence workload. You're 7 times the size of the CIA.
We don't like to brag about that, Will. But you're exactly right. So the way I see it, the question isn't, why should you work for the NSA? The question is, why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't I work for the NSA? It's a tough one. But I'll take a shot. Say I'm working at the NSA and somebody puts a code on my desk, something no one else can break. Maybe I take a shot at it, maybe I break it, and I'm real happy with myself because I did my job well. But maybe that code was the location of some rebel army
in North Africa or the Middle East, and once they had that location, they bomb the village where the rebels are hiding. 1,500 people that I never met, never had no problem with, get killed. Now the politicians are saying, oh, send in the Marines to secure the area because they don't give a shit. It won't be their kid over there getting shot, just like it wasn't them when their number got called because they were all pulling a tour in the National Guard. It'll be some kid from Southie over there taking shrapnel in the ass. He comes back to find that the plant he used to work at got exported to the country he just got back from, and the guy who put the shrapnel in his ass got his old job because he'll work for 15 cents a day and no bathroom breaks. Meanwhile, he realizes the only reason he was over there in the first place was so that we could install a government that would sell us oil at a good price. And of course, the oil companies use a little skirmish over there to scare up domestic oil prices. A cute little ancillary benefit for them, but it ain't helping my buddy at $2.50 a gallon. They're taking their sweet time bringing the oil back, of course. Maybe they even took the liberty of hiring an alcoholic skipper who likes to drink martinis and fucking play slalom with the icebergs. It ain't too long till he hits one, spills the oil, and kills all the sea life in the North Atlantic. So now my buddy's out of work, he can't afford to drive, so he's walking to the fucking job interviews, which sucks because the shrapnel in his ass is giving him chronic hemorrhoids, and meanwhile he's starving because every time he tries to get a bite to eat, the only blue plate special they're serving is North Atlantic scrod with Quaker State. So what did I think? I'm holding out for something better. I figure, fuck it, while I'm at it, why not just shoot my buddy, take his job, give it to his sworn enemy, hike up gas prices, bomb a village, club a baby seal, hit the hash pipe, and join the National Guard. I could be elected president.
More like radio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Da 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 da. You're tuned in to More Like Radio.com. And this is my time now. I have no idea where that came from. I am so just tired. I'm exhausted, guys. You guys want to know about my life? It's personal, so I'm not going to let you know, but I'm fucking exhausted. It's going to be the end of the story. I watched Gotham today. OMG. Here's my thoughts on it. I don't know yet. I'm a little lost. Selina Kyle seems a little creepy. Like, what the fuck is going on with her? Like, why is she just everywhere? Commissioner Gordon is so angry. He's supposed to be this by-the-books, carefree guy. He's definitely not that.
What else? I think that was it.
Oh, Alfred's a dick. Young Bruce is just... What the fuck is going on with that show, guys? I don't know. It was just a pilot episode. And why the fuck... Why are pilots still called pilots? Like... All right, can we give the first fucking episode a name? Episode one? The beginning or some shit? Why is it called pilot episode? It's not the pilot episode because it's on. It got approved. It's no longer a pilot. It's a fucking thing. A pilot is... Oh, God. People make me so angry. I'm just so tired of dealing with shit. I don't want to live on this planet anymore. I don't know. Anyway, I say all that to say it seems like it's going in the right direction. S.H.I.E.L.D. starts today. That's why the fucking chat room's so dead. New episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. are on. Blacklist started yesterday. Not yesterday. I think Sunday, maybe. I'm excited for that. Can't wait to have the mental capacity to sit down and watch episode one of season two. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is coming back. Yes, Law and Order's coming back. Yes, Arrow's back. Yes, Ra's al Ghul episode 3. Ra's al Ghul? The Flash episode's coming. Yes! So I'm excited about those things. You know, you gotta find the little... You gotta find joy in the little things. Because this world beats you the fuck up every day. Aw, Marie showed up. Hey, ladies and gentlemen... Co-owner of morelikeradio.com and public relations manager? I don't fucking know. But she's here in the chat room, not watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's probably watching fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She said sup, but the fucking show's probably muted while she's watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That or it's on commercial. So which is it, Marie? Am I muted or is there a commercial going on? We're waiting. Nothing. Muted. See how they treat me here? Only black guy on morelikeradio.com. You would think I'd get a little bit more respect, but no. I don't know if that's an honor or like, how do I take that? How do I take being the only black guy on a station that easily has like 30 shows, I think. I mean, I might be reaching. I don't know. It's a lot of fucking shows, all right? Only black guy. On every show, one black guy. Me. I mean, I'm not on every show. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. All I'm saying is, not cool. Not cool, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not cool. Just kidding. Please continue to make shows. I don't care if it's during my show or anybody's show. I don't care if it was a week long. I would watch you. Like, I'd be watching you right now if I had... No, I wouldn't. I don't do the whole TV and commercials thing. Even though Hulu Plus plays commercials, I don't know the fuck I pay for Hulu Plus for, because they charge you they charge you a premium rate for premium content, but they still only have shows that last for a certain amount of days, and then they disappear, and they still play like three fucking commercials. What the fuck am I paying for? What am I paying for Hulu Plus for? Like, I don't know. Someone tell me, because I'm fucking confused. I tell you what. Hey, Jesus Cristo, let's get some music, man. I'm ready to rumble. Let's play Rumble. I'm ready to rumble. I'm annoyed, guys. I'm annoyed with life right now. Fucking A. Rumble. Let's rumble. You want to rumble? I want to rumble. I was reading... Gosh, today is the day of tangent. Can we just call this the tangent episode? I think this is episode 6. I got to find out. Is it episode 6 or episode 5? I don't know. But I was reading about, you know, like, discipline. And there's been a lot that I've forgotten about psychology that is refreshed. I've been tutoring. Not really tutoring. Tutoring is such a strong word, I feel. You know, I've been helping, assisting even my girlfriend with psychology. And, you know, we've been reading these articles together. And we were talking about operant conditioning today. And they were talking about punishment, like corporal punishment, basically, as a means to get someone to not do something. And they're saying that I've been a firm believer of beating children. And, you know, there's this thing going on in the news right now with that NFL player that beat his child, I guess, left whelps and shit. And I've been whelped up a couple times. And you don't really think that it does damage, I guess. And then they are, you know, the page that we were reading was talking about how, you know, it long story short, it can lead to aggressive behavior in the child as they grow up. And, you know, like, I was thinking about it while I was reading it and, like, thinking about it. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of fucking true. Like, I was in a debate with this guy on Facebook about iPhone. And I remember at one point just going, this is why I don't fucking debate. Like, I was sincerely ready to just whoop his ass. Like, because he wasn't getting, he wasn't getting my fucking point. And I was just like, I just want to beat the crap out of you. And, like, maybe you get it then. Like, maybe you understand what I'm saying. And I was like, this is why I could never be a politician. Because it'd be like, it wouldn't be no, let me be clear. I would just go over to the next podium next to me and just beat the crap out of the person running against me. Because it's like, that's not, listen to me, what I'm telling you, and fucking listen, you know? And I get so frustrated when I'm debating with people online, because it's like, you don't understand. Like, I was having a debate about Apple and their policies, and this guy, they're like, you just hate Apple iPhones. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do. I think they're an inferior device in comparison to Android, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I have a serious distaste for people camping out in front of stores for bargains or to be the first person to get something. And I definitely do not approve with anything that gives gang activity more money. Like, there should be some laws or some rules or at least something attempted to set some shit in place to make sure that these type of things don't happen. Oh, the store can't dictate what people do. There should be no... You talk about in-store activations. No one can... Like, what? Shut up. I just wanted to punch him in his fucking face. First off, it wasn't... This isn't hip-hop, guys. I'm just venting now. Sorry. Sorry about that. Music. Rumble. Let's get into it. Because I am definitely on some other shit. Hey, guys, if my... fucking show stops playing because my computer blew up. So maybe I'm still alive, maybe I'm not. But that's just the thing. So if we shut off, thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a great show. We love you. Good night. Fan base from a mixtape. Gotta set up beats in a kill state slash.
your word like I'm missing minutes. Swear I'm restless, crossing over to being reckless. 1776, declaring my independence. That's history, boy. Labels don't want me, they must be destroyed. Keep rapping till I'm like summer solstice. Boy, keep spitting till my balls turn explosive. Boom, boom, bada bing, something. Oops, I think you heard it right inside of me. But I'm so happy, man, I gotta sing. And praise God for letting me spit hellfire constantly. And so I constantly flow, getting better every verse, so that everyone know. You can't smell the money on me, better clean out your nose. I got the napkins if you ready to blow. I'm finna blow up. And for the trollers, it's saying that I'll never be nothing. And if I make it, it probably wouldn't hold up. First, quench your thirst, here's a cola. A better yet, a chocolate of all of your favorite soda. I chase dreams, what y'all doing? I'ma still keep moving. Hands up higher, keep working hard at your thing, don't retire. It's like I came from the jungle, straight from the jungle, I'm ready to rumble. It's like I came from the jungle, straight from the jungle, I'm ready to rumble. Woke chill, woke chill, I ain't gonna hurt your hoe still, hoe still. Rhymes is never shady, man, what the Hades, man, is he crazy, man, he must be off on a pill. But screw what you feel, when I rap, I go for the kill, but I ain't out here chasing money, I ain't chasing the deal. The moment passion gone, Mr. Mac, that cold gentleman with a future so bright that the balls gotta glow. The balls gotta sew. Time for me to reap all the time that I sow. When they get money, then they drive. Get funny, then they drive so broke that they all need a tow. This period of innocence. So you tell me who I need to mention. And why can't you be better than all the radio bumps? Your songs in the stereo, determination's all the difference. Don't be a joke like a knock knock. Really broke and saying you got guap. Did you really shoot somebody saying you glide hot? Every time you talk about the models and drop tops, you deem yourself a follower. You wacky and stock drop. Been there when I done that before. Had to regroup, put my game on restore. Now when I go to records, like I go to the club and I knock down the door. Trying to get to attic when I came from the floor. People see me and make fun of my struggle. Take fight like a bird, my feathers will never rustle. One day I'ma make it for now, enjoy the hustle. Man, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot, look at extra fly. And for the day I die, I'ma touch the sky, I'ma touch the sky. So if you got a big old dream, please never ever let that die. And you just gotta stay on your grind, get your piece of the pie. And I can tell by the look in your eyes that you're ready for it. Get your hands up higher, we propane, giving gas to the fire. So get your hands up higher, keep working hard at your thing, don't retire. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle, we ready to rumble. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle. Get your hands up higher, we propane, giving gas to the fire. So get your hands up higher, keep working hard at your thing, don't retire. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle, we ready to rumble. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle.
Show the pain that infiltrated in my brain. Used to be thirsty for change, now I'm searching for change. Got me swerving through lanes, highways to heaven. Misdirecting my thoughts, which imperfected my aims. Shooting range for dummies, hallways to spready. Interest is making money, but we don't get it the same. They be slinging the monies, taking them for they hunters. It's something I never wanted, it's driving me insane. Homie sister got caught up, told her to be cautious. Youngest got in her cream like Starbucks. Mine started slipping like she's sipping on some sawdust. Her mama never listened, she living like Miss Parker. Clothes at a minimal, torn up for genitals. Young boy salivating, waiting on a miracle. I say it's all spiritual, demons in the projects. Turning all the women into objects, they be getting it in. In this world full of sin, ain't nobody trying to make no real friends. They just getting it in. They got their juice and they gin, pouring bottles at the party till it ends. They just getting it in. Little homie, where you been? Ain't you seen them turning on their own kin? They just getting it in. Drive home in the Benz, go to bed, ain't comfortable in their skin. They just getting it in. Girl,
girls screaming, where the cash at? Hollering at them ballers, every spotter with the models. Hopping in the car for a shot of that Moscato. Reminded of her father, so I'm kind of douchey follows. On Twitter, nah, we talking about the Metropolitan. Bopping through them colleges, she trying to be an optimist. Natural born opportunist, looking for acknowledgement. They see her, then they need her, then they leave her. She be out as grits. Then it's back to the drawing board. Walking the corridor, she about to go overboard. Friends do the same, so they loving it more and more. To see somebody breaking through the chains of protocol, taking her on, they make it bounce for kicking that bank account. She better, she take her out to dinner, then they be out. Peace. Now she back up on stage with a sack being slapped in the face, but she be getting it in. In this world full of sin, ain't nobody trying to make no real friends. They just getting it in. They got they juice and they gin, pouring bottles at the party till it ends. They just getting it in. Little homie, where you been? Ain't you seen them turning on their own kin? They just getting it in. Drive home in the Benz, go to bed, ain't comfortable in they skin. They just getting it in. And then I mention she be tricking. Black girl law, she trace it from it was written. Men and women, she even keeps some equipment. Obligated the dollars, ain't looking for no commitment. She looking for a commission, blaming on the economy. Not really knowing her life, stuck in monotony. Clinging on to astrology, but that ain't saving the soul. It's no deliverance, being belligerent. Taking bait like a fisherman, and got caught in the line like fresh trout. And family stressed out, granny calling the phone. She saying she never home, so she ain't got time to hear what they stressing about. Holding the guilty conscience, got a hunger for diamonds. Lusting after designers, it's tired of eating ramen. Seeing women on TV, they shining, whining and dining. She ain't climbing, she be getting it in. In this world full of sin, ain't nobody trying to make no real friends. They just getting it in. They got they juice and they gin, pouring bottles at the party till it ends. They just getting it in. Little homie, where you been? Ain't you seen them turning on their own kin? They just getting it in. Drive home in the Benz, go to bed, ain't comfortable in their skin. They just getting it in. But yo, how come ain't nobody never sat down to talk to her night, man? Like, try to get to the room. I'm saying, if you see on the block every day doing that, man, I mean, you ain't gotta be kept or safe or nothing like that. But you know what I mean? Instead of putting it down, why don't you try to help her out, man? Give her some advice or something, man. You look crazy, though.
Yeah. NC to the UK. Always. 90s flow.
Let's go. Jax the Ripper, Jax the Ripper. How many stars does it take to make the Big Dipper? Rhyme shocking your body like you got caught in your zipper. I know about the flow mo, cause my bro's name was Flipper. My words got me on the verge of being that nigga. Jade M Killer and my gang's name's Thriller. Call my long bars on the mic, I deliver. Mommy want Papa John, she's a very big tipper. If you ain't heard, I merged in a lane of ass kickers. Shorty now screaming, I'm in love with a stripper. T-Pain, love boat in my veins. I'm the dopest ghost that ever smoked three snakes in a plane. Matter of fact, I am the virus that murdered the T-Wayne. But I did it with an axe dip, then poison that I sang was spit. I'm sick, I'm too legit to quit. This MC hammered to death with the bars made me sicker. Revolutionary hip-hop started from a Ziploc. Niggas got it back, but still trying to be crisscross. I ain't mad, but hot damn it, I'm pissed off. You so absurd with words, should rip your lips off. Probably sound better on the tip of a Beretta. Better pray to your God, broad, before your soul lifts up. Niggas just boil milk, trying to make cheddar. I'm Gouda and provolone, my Jones just go deffer. You can always hear me though, loud smell in my sweater. How many beats killed is in the lodge on my ledger. Left the street, still got killers, man, them ties never sever. Lines cut them up, we just started with an edger. What's a goon to a gorilla, you can't level with me. You'd have to ace college 10 times to get my degree. Better listen to the Vatican, they made their decree. The devil wears Prada and she ain't hotter than me. Jax the Ripper, Jax the Ripper. How do they get the heart to make tornadoes and twisters? American muscle, can't get stranded in a fisker. I'm past you pussies, still playing with your whiskers. Even in school days, our son rappers call me mister. Raised to thrill, no drills, I'm a very dangerous spitter. Jurassic Jayville killed the beat like poster. Revitalize my flow out the park, Sammy Sosa. They don't feel me though, I'm the main supplier of coca. Must have went numb, wake him up with that fire poker. Line so crazy, but I can't play the joker. Jack warned he ain't listening, now it's over. Better let go my ego, or I'll burn you with the toaster. I'm trying to eat for real with every bar, I get closer. Whack these whack niggas, wet them up, super soaker. Set them up or set them down, just a deadly roller coaster.
Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Max on the attack in a fleck, riding on a jigsaw. What's poppin', Kermit? I'm still fucking with them slishers. I'm in the house banging school music with your sister. She heard I was a legend, let me hit in the jump. None of you niggas Montana, it ain't ring no alarm. So I'm down, really I'm high, and she said she was by. Brought her home to my shorty, the effect was a try, or trifecta. I'm having a meeting with Mr. Lecter. He just giving me tips on how to make them taste better. Cause I eat MCs like cannabis in his prime. I lost the scorekeeper, now he's just taking the time. I'm complacent with the rhyme, only vacant if I'm declined. I'm amazing, it reached my prime. Number one is still on the grind. I got this shit in my mind and it won't go away. So gotta keep killing these niggas just to get through my day. I'm going crazy, kinda schizo. Using my 6-4 to jab the shit out of niggas. My last name's Klitschko. I'm burning till the end, I ain't leaving no clip. So better go to Rap Genius and read this so you don't misquote. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper, Jack's the Ripper. Jack's the Ripper. Pepsi Killers, what up? Do this shit, man.
Yeah. That was Choose Max featuring DJ YRS Jersey. Jack's the Ripper. Yeah, I was still sick. So, Chris Brown, still a thing. Stabbing follows Chris Brown performance. Chris. An individual was stabbed following a Chris Brown performance yesterday, according to TMZ. Like, what the fuck is happening in music? That an R&B singer's show, that after an R&B singer's performance, he's supposed to be R&B, by the way, or even, let's say, pop, whatever. After a pop singer's performance, there's a fucking stabbing. What is happening? What is happening? Law enforcement officials say the stabbing was related to Brown and his entourage, according to the report. The victim is reportedly expected to make a full recovery. The stabbing occurred during a fight following Brown's performance at Super Club in Hollywood, California, an event billed as an after party for Lil Wayne and Drake's tour stop in Los Angeles Hollywood Bowl. Los Angeles Police Department officials are reportedly trying to have Chris Brown banned from performing in nightclubs, the report says. When Brown and his people show up, we know what's going to happen, one anonymous law enforcement says in the report. It's a headache for us. Despite this, the report also adds that Brown has not been an instigator of violence and that police believe the problem stemmed from him and his entourage. Three people were shot during an August party Chris Brown hosted at a different Hollywood nightclub, One Oak. One of the three people who was shot was Suge Knight. Law enforcement officials also looked into an incident at the time, as well as possible gang-related issues that may have influenced the shootings. Brown addressed this incident with the following statement at the time. Chris hosted an event in Los Angeles last night to celebrate the upcoming release of his... I guess it's supposed to be his whatever, because why would he refer to himself? Oh, yeah, it's a rep. Brown's rep address is probably what it meant to say, but it's missing a word. But Chris hosted an event in Los Angeles last night to celebrate the upcoming release of his album X, during which an incident occurred, Brown's rep said in a statement to Billboard. This incident did not involve Chris. He was merely the host of the event. He has and will continue to cooperate with the investigation. Nah, nigga. Nah. You can't be talking about you ain't had nothing to do with the event, motherfucker. You talking about yo machine gun shells as long as French fries and shit. You's a part of it. Fuck you, Chris Brown, is what I'm trying to say. Fuck Chris Brown, okay? Fuck Chris Brown. Y'all know I don't like the man. The woman beating. Now this nigga is misogynistic. Where's Caitlyn Dewey for this shit? Huh? Stupid. So angry. Come on, Chris Brown. Take some accountability. This is what I'm talking about. I'm so sad I live in a fucking country where there's no accountability. I just want to move to Spain. I really do. Want to move to Spain? Life's so much better in Spain. You get to run with the bulls. Now, I, for one, will probably not do that because people throw you under the bus or under the bull. Wink, wink. But, I don't know. Accountability, man. They also party over there hard the fuck core. Like, they party over there, dude. Party. Party start at, like, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And they don't end till like, noon the next day. That is something else. Like, that's some next level shit. But, yeah. I need to go partying. I'm trapped inside my body is the problem. And, fuck Chris Brown. That's what we're talking about right now. So let's pass that on with Conchita Virus because Chris Brown sucks.
I'm a bully, watch the punchlines hurt you, huh? Make you wanna stay a pet person. 15 hot boy, you'll make us like fear you. Riding on the beat like I ain't know you spurred you. Neither did I go between you and I just want a piece of the pie. Rise to the top, part of the flock, breaking the lock. Shot the cop, screaming to stop, getting him rocked. Secretly wishing that he would just pop. Looking at me like as you gon' eat this beat. And I'm like, I'm a shock. When I'm the clock, you're the mouse and I'm the hack. When the album dropped, they're like, I'm sorry, man, that's sad to die. Gonna stick or find a mob, you must not get out alive. Seriously, beat it, man, go out there and find a spot. This pussy, you must be, I must be, and whoop beat. People like, who was she? But them kids, it is me. Team wasted like a white boy rugby. And I ain't signing shit, man, please don't bug me. Seen it to smash it, then pass that on. Pass that on,
pass it on. Listen, guys, Destiny, 2 weeks later, still amazing to me. Like, repetitive when you're playing by yourself, yes. Trying to get some people together. There's some shit that I need to do tonight on there, okay, that I can't do by myself. So if you're listening, I mean, any night, really, guys, I know some of you download this shit, stream it. Well, not stream, but download. Because if you're streaming, you're listening now. There's submissions that are available. Very limited time. Very limited time. Radio God Sean is in the building. I mean, that's a bold statement, bruh. Radio God. I mean, okay. But I digress, guys. Dark Side, Sir Dark Side, Sir Space Dark Side, DarkSeid. Add me on the Xbox One. Add me. Come on, let's team up. Let's get it done. Let's go get some loot, guys. Come on. I got no exotic gear whatsoever. And I'm not going to get it playing this shit by myself. Let's team up. More Like Radio Crew. JJ Stoner's already come to me. He wants to get down tonight. I'm ready to get that. I need some grinding out tonight like nobody's business. So can we please, can we just play the game? Can we just play like a bunch of fucking maniacs? Can we just max start a game and play like some maniacs? So with that being said, let's fuck it. Let's just maniacs. Maniacs. Let's do it. Maniacs.
Hello.
Yeah. They call me dangerous. Yep. I'm about as dangerous as a bag of angel dust in your pancreas. Ow. Plus, I'm a nasty thing. I'ma walk around with a bunch of ashy bling listening to Cassie sing. So fuck a castle. I'm living by the high school of life and I'm waiting for the last bell. Wait, is that that? I'ma creep up on you while you take the cat nap and steal your fucking snapback. Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? That makes as much sense as a dude trying to fake a nut. Cause if a nigga's gonna skeet, then he's gonna skeet. And if your girl give me the ass, then I'm gonna beat. So tell me, do you get the point? Lancer, slap you with a reindeer hoof. Prancer, and then I'm gonna make moves. Dancer, cause your boy's so darn sick. Cancer.
This is the story of a man named Maniac. I think he's still mixed with his mom, and he has no mom, and that is a fact. This is the story of a man named Matt Song. He's a fucking maniac. He has the visions of grandeur. He loves Adam Sandler, and he needs anger management.
I met this girl at Starbucks who looked like Miley Cyrus. Wait, what the fuck rhymes with Miley Cyrus? Probably nothing. So when I tell you that I'm the best in the world, CM Punk, then I'm probably bluffing. Nigga, I'm about as cold as ice. Type of dude to make a pot candle hot just so I can hold it twice. And then I'll probably fold a pipe, bash you with it, stuff your fucking face in a bowl of rice. Oh, I'm sorry, is that we're being two stops? I hate dirty girls, hit them with a smooth shot. Uppercut the holes in their stomach till their stool drops. Ratchet ass bitch, you belong in a toolbox. Fat girls tend to like Max. I try to act like I don't like him, but really I like him right back. Cause I'm a liar, and frontin' is my middle name. Journey in my mind so you can learn about my real game.
This is the story of a man named Max Song. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still rich with his mom, and he has no car. And that is a fact. This is the story of a man named Max Song. He's a fucking maniac. He has the visions of grandeur. He loves Adam Sandler.
Get a life, plus you need a man. I'm about as fly as they come. Now your name is Mrs. Peter Pan. And if you don't like the scholar punk, eat a dick.
Yeah.
And your girl could eat it too. Does she need a lift? I pick her ass up right now. Yeah. Take her to the telly, bend her ass over. Pipe style. In high school, I used to get bullied. Wait a minute. I don't think you understand the shit fully. Big tough niggas who wanted to fight me.
Hey, yo, Laren, I'ma whip your ass.
Why me? I drown niggas. Have them moving in the sea. So high, they like, what you doing in that tree? I'm getting drunk, choosing grenadine. Pop some molly, then had a foursome with the human centipede. And oh yeah, I know what rhymes with Miley Cyrus. Max Star, the scholar dude, is highly childish.
This is the story of a man named Max Star. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still pissed in his mom. And he has no car. And that is a fact. This is the story of a man named Adam Sandler, and he needs anger management.
So, yeah, so I guess, like,
the moral of the story is, this guy, Max Starr, bro, he's like, he's fucking maniac, bro. Fucking maniac, bro. I would like totally fucking, I would totally cop his fucking album, bro. I'd fucking buy that shit, bro. I wouldn't download shit. I'd buy that shit, bro. I'd like go fucking Target. Fucking, go cop that shit. Man, you fucking rocks, dude. Fucking rocks. Max Starr fucking rocks, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I remember all the shit we used to do back in the day with DC. That shit fucking rocked, bro. You know, I would totally be his best friend, too. No, we'd totally fucking be friends. Like, we fucking trade movie stories and shit. Cause, like, totally my fucking favorite movie is The Human Centipede, dude. And we would fucking talk about the fucking Human Centipede, dude. The fucking, yeah. So I guess, like, the song's over. Okay.
That was Max Starr with Maniac, but I don't know, man. Let's have some more fun. Let's get into another one of my favorite songs, fucking Settle Down, man, because I want to settle down. I want to settle down and stop with the bullshit. It's Johnny JC with Settle Down. Let's go. My time now. Ending strong. No matter how sick I am. If I can't give you a show, you will get one. Now let's run that shit back.
I wanna settle down.
One time, let me hear it one time. The more I feel is down, the more I spend mine. I play it safe, keep it close. If I give him my heart and my will, I'm going broke.
We can settle
down. Let the walls fall, girl, let it down. I'm trying to settle down, settle down, settle down.
It's
Jersey, try to settle down. Come chill with a youngin' like me. We'll call it love, yeah, but it might be. I'm 17, big dreams, small pockets. One day, making millionaire profits. I want a piece of a true Mona Lisa. Da Vinci couldn't figure out the code, Van Gogh couldn't paint a pet bishop in the show. She got the Midas touch, body looking like dough. Once you begin it, you be in it to win it. Always forget it, I promise you never miss it. There's a lot of fish in the sea, but you are all that I see. Radiant, beautiful, the king, found queen. I ain't really the type to wanna settle down with you. You got me thinking I could change around. So what's your number, what's your name, this your lane.
Fuck it, man. I'm gonna end early today. Only because I don't want the music. I want enough time to say goodbye and yada yada. Plus, I just... Destiny, guys. You want more of me? Find me on Destiny. Sir, Dark Side. No, guys, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always a pleasure to share my thoughts and my opinions with you guys. because I feel like the world needs it. That's why I continue to do this for free. For now. No, I'm looking into sponsorships and et cetera, so that I can start receiving some sort of monetary value for this, because I need it. I need it. I need it, guys. I need a new computer. I need new equipment. I need new things in my life. But I like to imagine that we're going through a silent revolution right now, and you need, there needs to be people like me that are spitting out the God's honest facts here, you know, because we're slowly turning into a bunch of drones, you know, and I don't want your kids to be drones. I don't want my kids to be drones. I don't want the future to be, you know, stuck in these oblivious patterns of just, you know, this mindless worship, you know, no matter what it is. You know, you look at people who like iPhones, it's mindless worship. People who like Nicki Minaj, it's mindless worship. We do it. And there's no reason why to it. It's just because that has become the precedent. You know, I've been long time saying that artists don't have fans anymore. They have cult followings, you know? And you know, you got the cult of Apple, you got the cult of Nicki Minaj, you've got the cult of Chief Keef, you've got these followings that are no longer fans, you know, they're cultists, you know, and it's not safe, it's not cool. So I always appreciate you guys coming out, listening to me ramble, downloading the show. It's usually, if I'm not mistaken, it's usually top five highest downloaded, at least, on More Like Radio. So let's keep that going. Let's make it top three, and let's make it number one, because I'm a competitive son of a bitch and I like to win. Even when there are no competitions being had, I still need to win. So if you haven't done it yet, feel free to like. No, don't feel free. In fact, I insist that you go over to the Facebook.com page and you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. I insist that you follow us on Twitter @itsMTN. And I insist that you guys tune in next week to see what crazy schemes I've got planned for you then. Make sure that you sign in. Sign Destiny. Come on, guys. Go play it. I'm beyond. I'm going to get that done. Clear my mind. Get this shit out of my mind. If you want to follow me personally, see how I feel about random shit throughout a day, do so. It's @DarkSideRules, DarkSeid, because it's I before E, except after me, because Seid, that's my ID. So follow me. Or you can like me personally on Facebook too. That'd be great, man. That'd be great if you could like the Facebook, facebook.com/DarkSideRules. It'd be great if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/SirDarkSide. Those two things would be great, but I'm not insisting that you do those things. But I do insist that you follow My Time Now, and I do insist that you like us on Facebook, because why the fuck not? We're popping. What's happening in the streets? We're what made the Source magazine feel threatened, and we're going to go to the very tippy top of this shit, and we're going to get it done. So make sure that you stick around, because Dutch and or Royce and a crew are up next. I still think they need to come up with a different name for the show, because it's not just Dutch and Royce. It's like Dutch and Friends. It's like Sesame Street. How do you get there? Nobody fucking knows, but you always have a good time. So stick around, because they are up next. I hope you fuckers that may be just tuning in that are coming from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., hope you liked your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Please, please, no spoilers. Keep those to yourselves. I'll be watching it tomorrow on Hulu. Thank you very much. Guys, get it together. And I will see you guys next week. And for Caitlin Dewey, Mrs. Don't Want to Fucking Learn About the Culture, but has a bunch of high-level opinions about how it should be ran and what it should be acceptable. Shut your mouth. Slow it down. Pull out your iPhone, okay? Pull out your brand new iPhone 6 that I'm sure you purchased from waiting in line for 2 weeks, sleeping in a garbage bag, spending your hard-earned money. You pull it out of your back pocket. Oh, no. Are those skinny jeans you wear? So your iPhone's a little bent right now because that's an issue that it's been going through the past week. So take your bent iPhone, bend it back into shape. Try not to crack it, okay? Because it's going to need to be in good condition for this next part. I'm going to need you to go to the App Store real fast and download Angry Birds. All right, I'm going to need you to download that. Let's wait for it. Oh, boom. iPhone 6 is so fast, the game is finished downloading. I need you to load that game up for me, pull back some birds, and knock down some pigs. But what's that? Look at that. You only got one star out of three. You know why, Caitlin Dewey? Because you suck. And you know what else that means? If you're sitting there and you're standing there, you got a tear in your eye, you're upset that your iPhone's a little bent, and you only got one star in Angry Birds, one star out of three, you're feeling real down about yourself, can't really get to the next level, it still only means one thing for you, Caitlin Dewey. You need to get your life. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in and listening. I'll see you guys next week. And Caitlin Dewey, that means that for you, my damn Mrs. Feminist, Mrs. Misogyny is wrong, Mrs. No More Slut Shaming for Nicki Minaj, that means that it is game over.